Congress Chief Mallikarjun Kharge has written to the Lok Sabha Speaker and Rajya Sabha Chairman requesting them that the statues of national icons, Mahatma Gandhi, B.R. Ambedkar, Shivaji and others be returned to their original spots. The statues have been relocated to Prerna Sthal, a dedicated area at the back of the Parliament complex. The decision has been strongly criticized by opposition parties, which are now demanding that decision be taken back. Mr. Kharge, in fact, took to X on Sunday and said that when Prerna Sthal was inaugurated, he pointed out that the dedicated committees for such purposes, which contains MPs from both the houses, has not been reconstituted since 2019. And he also underscored the point that these decisions are being made without any proper consultation and being done unilaterally. Joining me on the show, Mohan Kumar Mangalam representing the Congress. We have Dr. Ajay Alok representing the BJP. Mohan Kumar Mangalam, is the objection that there was no discussion? Is the objection because there's no committee which has been reconstituted? What exactly is Congress party's objection to relocation of the statues to Prerna Sthal?
Maria, the committee is supposed to be one that actually carries out the discussion. So there is a designated committee known as the Committee of Installation of Portraits and Statues of National Leaders in Parliament Areas in the Parliament House complex. This has not been reconstituted since 2019. You know, the Prime Minister seems determined to retain his title of one of the worst autocratizers in our country. And I'm quoting from the Democracy Report 2024 by the VDEM Institute that tracks democratic freedoms worldwide. He seems to be continuing to flout constitutional and parliamentary norms. It wasn't enough that the last Lok Sabha was the first one in the history not to have a deputy speaker. Or the fact that while in the UPA period, 71% of the bills were referred to standing committees, in his last parliament, only 16% of bills were referred to standing committees. So we thought we would see a prime minister who wants to reach across the aisle, who maybe wants to recognize the fact that the public of this country have not only elected a government, but also elected an opposition. But he seems to want to continue down the path of making unilateral decisions without taking the opposition along,
yes,
or without following any constitutional law.
Ajay Alok, many would see this as an unnecessary provocation, that here is the opposition who you have not acknowledged so far in the last 10 years, given your numerical strength in the Lok Sabha and also in the Rajya Sabha, but now realities have changed. The opposition benches will also be relatively fuller. So, you know, is it not high time that this committee, which should have been reconstituted long ago, be reconstituted now and such decisions be taken in these committees, which has MPs from all parties?
Well, I'm not the right person to answer that when this committee is going to be constituted, because that lies in the purview of Speaker of both the houses. They will do it as and when they will feel it's right. As far as getting dedicated place is concerned, what is the problem to the Congress? Is dedicated place meant only for the first family? I mean, when we tried and made that Nehru Memorial a Prime Minister Memorial, then also they had a problem that you are disturbing the legacy of Nehru, as if other Prime Minister had no role. Now today, when all the statues which were scattered in the Parliament, and we decided to put them in a dedicated place, which should be known as Prerna Sthal, where all our great leaders and great icons, whom the whole India adores, and they are a model of inspiration, and we gave that place a name of Prerna Sthal. That means you can draw inspiration from here. And all the people are situated at one place, and it's a dedicated place. What is the problem? What is the fuss? If you want to create a fuss without any reason, you can go ahead and keep on doing it. The Lok Sabha Speaker, Om Birla Ji, had said multiple times, he had even given a statement, that I had a discussion with many parliamentarians in the past for the last 1 year, and we were thinking of it, relocating it, because this gives a dedicated place to them. Plus, it gives a message in the whole world that this is a Prerna Sthal. People can come and just visit everyone.
So here is Mr. Kharge, who in his letter says we have seen and we have covered those protests in front of the Gandhi statue inside Parliament premises. And of course, it is the old Parliament building. And we have seen how, those images are also on our television screens. Here is Mr. Kharge saying that members of Parliament as well as visitors paid their respects to Mahatma Gandhi, imbibing within themselves the spirit of the Mahatma. Then he talks about it is at this place that members sought to voice concerns of the people in a democratic manner to draw the attention of the government seeking due redressal. And then with regards to Baba Saheb Ambedkar's statue, he is talking about that the vantage point at which the statue was installed as well as the posture of the statue had held great significance. So you are changing the vantage points for what reason?
For him, it's a vantage point. But for us, if there should be a dedicated place, a sacred place, a place where the whole parliament can be viewed upon and everybody has an access, and it should not be scattered in the outer lawns of parliament, first of all. We must pay respect to our leaders who have driven India in their own way. Even Shivaji, he was Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj or Pulebhai Shahu, all these statues, they had some real cultural bondings with the India, though they were not part of the independence struggle. So it's a dedicated place. This is politics for nothing. I mean, this is just passing on messages and messages and doing dialogue body and all sorts of.
So, is this a needless controversy? That, you know, you have enough and more issues to raise ahead of the crucial session. But you have rigged up an issue which will, you know, one would say that if it has been moved to a dedicated place, then why really is such a big issue? It's about just relocation.
No, and if they want to do dharna in front of Gandhi, let me.
So, it's not that your dharna has been stopped.
It's not about the dharna at all, Maria. First of all, to say this is unnecessary means that you basically believe democracy is an inconvenient truth for you. You don't believe in democracy whatsoever. If you're not going to have a discussion, Maria, I come from the ground. Let me finish. If you're going to interrupt me, I will interrupt you too.
Okay, Ajay Alok, please listen to him.
You don't get a chance to interrupt
me. Yes, let's extend that courtesy to Mohan. Yes, go ahead, Mohan, go ahead.
I haven't just come and sat down as a spokesperson. I spent the last 10 years or 12 years on the ground. And I can tell you that even in a place like in Tamil Nadu, in my district, when a statue has to be removed, whether that be of MJR or Karunanidhi or Indira Gandhi or Ambedkar, the collector calls all public representatives to consult them on where we could move that statue. Because these are emotive issues when statues are put in particular places, right? There is a lot of history behind how they came to be at those places, who were involved in those decisions. This is not merely just a random decision taken to put a particular statue in a particular place. And then when Mr. Ajay Alok of the BJP believes that they can unilaterally make these decisions, clearly they're running roughshod over our democracy altogether. You must remember, you know, Parliament is the temple of our democracy. It's a microcosm of India. And I'm giving you an example of what happens in a simple district when a statue has to be removed for a highway expansion or any other reason. People are consulted. You don't arbitrarily take those decisions. And by taking all the statues and putting them in one particular place, you're in fact reducing the majesty of each and every one of them. They were across Parliament. Whenever you had the Ambedkar Jayanti celebrated or you had, you know, Mahatma Gandhi's day, you'd have these massive functions that would happen around one statue. Now you're all crowding them in one place and you seem to think you're doing something special.
Dr. Alok, will you respond, please?
Yeah. If consulting Kharge is democracy, what you call, we don't
believe. Yes, he is a leader of the opposition.
He's the leader of opposition in the Rajya Sabha. You cannot dismiss him.
You think consulting?
First of all, it's not removal, it's relocation. There you are wrong. That shows your intention that you have to question government in every step. It's a relocation, it's not removal.
One point to another. Come on, Ajay.
Second point, to have a dedicated space for our inspirational leaders of this country is nothing criminal and there's nothing undemocratic about it. To give them a respect, to give them a place is not undemocratic. What is your definition of democracy? Everything taken permission from one family is democracy.
So let's not keep going back to Parivarvad. Aren't you getting tired of that?
We are putting things in a much better perspective. Because the world watches our parliament. And if there is a prayer stall, the world leaders will come and visit. This gives glory to our country. But that doesn't get digested by you. You want glory for only one family.
But the question is that why Ajay Alok have a place of this nature and without even consulting MPs who should have been consulted for this.
How do you know they have not been consulted?
Well, that's what Mr. Kharge is saying. I'm going with his letter. If he has been consulted, then the chairman of the Rajya Sabha should respond to it.
The chairman of Rajya Sabha and the Lok Sabha speaker had held parleys and he has made the statement already. It's just Maria, nothing the they outgoing, want to politicize this inspirational salon.
One second. Maria, the outgoing,
they want to put
the
a hate politics into this also. It's a non-issue which they are trying to make it a big issue, which is not going to be.
It may be a non-issue for you, Maria, because you have gone ahead and taken the decision. But the question also is, Ajay Alok, that this is a new parliament, a new Lok Sabha, which is the 18th Lok Sabha. Shouldn't the decision have been made by the new Lok Sabha? MPs who are from various parties have been consulted in this. It may be a, you know, needless controversy. I'm saying it again. Much ado about nothing. But still, it's about the consultative process which is being highlighted by the Congress. Go ahead, Mohan.
Maria, I just wanted to say that the comments made by the outgoing Lok Sabha Speaker, Mr. Om Birla, have to be taken with a pinch of salt, because this speaker will go down in history as someone who suspended 146 MPs for completely frivolous reasons. So he is nowhere, you know, Caesar's wife or above suspicion insofar as him being bipartisan. So let's not take what he says in terms of casual conversations with members of parliament as a consultation. There is a proper committee that is supposed to sit and make a decision on this. It was for the speaker to sort of flippantly say that he had conversations across a period of time and it's not that anybody was consulted is in itself a ridiculous statement.
Okay, Ajay Alok, I have just enough time for the final comments from both of you. Please go ahead.
I'll just say this is a new parliament and it's a new beginning and everything is being done in a systematic order so that the parliament looks good enough and gracious enough in front of the whole world. Please don't spoil the mood by picking up non-issues like this. It's the Prerna Sthal. You can also go and take inspiration. There's Motilal Nehru, there's Indira Gandhi, lots of things for you also, for everyone also, for the whole country. So don't politicize this. It's for every parliamentarian and for every countryman.
Okay, why are you politicizing it, Mohan Kumar Mangalam? Is the charge that is coming from the BJP?
I mean, after all that's been discussed here, that charge really holds no water. And let me just say that I hope for the Prime Minister's sake, the people of India have already brought him below majority and given a mandate that is actually against his dictatorial nature. If he doesn't learn anything from his mandate, it's at his own peril.
All right. Okay, you want to respond, Ajay?
No, I just want to say they are happy in this only that we have not crossed 272. They are not concerned that they have got only 99, not even in 3 days. Aray, for the last 10 years. Please think about yourself.
Your hubris led you to say that you were going to cross 400.
After 60 years of this country. But if you are happy like this, you will be happy like this for the next 50 years.
All right, Ajay Alok and Mohan Kumar Mangalam, let's see how it plays out in the session, which is beginning from 24th.